everybody. Tonight is Friday. And thanks to Larry, we have the date here, which is 7/29/11. So, got a couple of odd numbers here, except for the two. Maybe if you add the 2 and the 9 like in numerology, we got 7/11/11. But maybe subtracting the 2, we got 7/7/11. Let's do a timeline crash here. Here we go. We'll do it for the 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. You could probably also do something similar on the natal chart for numbers. Timeline crash is different, but the numbers do affect you. So that would be in the natal area. Here we go. 29. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do the 11. Oh, boy, y'all need some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we're here again. Today's Friday. This is our paranormal show, so we do have callers tonight if you wish to call in. Maybe ask a question or you have some weird experience happen to you or something. So, you know, maybe you just had a car appear instantly beside you that you didn't see before as you're looking in your mirror. You know, that's a weird experience. That happens all the time when they drop in a car from another timeline. So if you're new to the program, we do timeline crashing. You can watch the clouds. They look like shattered glass, ice cubes in the sky, kind of like looking from an airplane maybe down upon, you know, the frozen lakes or oceans, you know, in the wintertime, like through Alaska, etc. And that's how they look when they get the timelines crashed. So we'll see if anybody's out there. We have a sponsor on tonight, Marianne, and we also have Annika on. So I guess we'll see if Annika's on first here. And I guess Marianne's on second, and we'll see who's on third. So here we go. I guess I'm seeing it. So, you out there, Annika?
I am out here. Yes, thank you for having me on, and welcome everyone. As Ron said, we have an hour here with the Creation Light Chip today. And the number, if you want to call in, the toll-free number is under station 2, and it's 888-429-5471. And we have a wonderful sponsor on today's show, Marianne. And Marianne has been, I know you've been following the Creation Light Chip for quite some time, and maybe you can kind of introduce us to what it has been for you and anything you want to mention to start with.
Okay, Annika, I would be happy to. Well, the Creation Light Chip has done a lot to me in my life. It's been my life, because without the Creation Light Chip, I wouldn't be here. Ron and CLS saved my life from when I had toxemic poisoning from some dental work. And ever since then, you know, I've been following the Light Chip and getting in on as many of the BBS shows and conference calls as I can. And so far, I've not missed one of the 8-hour calls since they started. And they have just made me feel so much better, and I can just feel all this, the entities and some strange things lifting off me, like many other people have reported. But, I'm just so grateful to have CLS in my life, and so grateful to have met Ron and Angelie, and have been to one of the expos back in New York, and for a little while to one in L.A., and they've been wonderful also. I'm just so glad that they are in my life. I'm glad to be on the show tonight.
Okay, that's so great. Thank you, and thanks for being here. And Ron, what do you, maybe you have some questions even to start with, Marianne? You want to do that?
Well, I just have a couple of questions, just right off the bat. For those of us who are on the July calls, is there any possibility, Ron, of extending even by a few days the timeline crashings and FaceTime crashings for those of us who have the already have the what we need to go into that site? Is it possible to extend that by just a few days? I don't know if anybody else experienced it, but I was doing them one at a time. I'm not quite done with mine. I don't know how other people who are on the call feel about that or if it's possible to do that.
Yeah, I'll have to check with the webmaster. Yeah, I could probably run it another week here.
That would be wonderful.
I'll have to see if the webmaster can do that just by changing the date on it. I know it runs out at the end of the month, I believe. So we'll see what I can do on that.
That would be great, because I have noticed, as I only have been running them one at a time, and the reason that I haven't finished them, I'm sure about others, is that it's a very, very good clearing, and it's a very heavy one. It's lifting a lot off. And so for me, doing one at a time seems better. And I found that another thing, you know, that I've learned from following CLS, with many of the clearings, it is better to only do like three or four space-time crashes, especially at one time. Otherwise, the energy seems to get a little too heavy or a little too confusing, and sometimes there have been people with a little bit of effects of trying to do too many at once. But the clearings do work. That's another thing I want to say. The clearings work wonderfully. If you don't notice your issue being addressed, it can be, I've learned a couple of things. I'm sure there's many others. Sometimes if you need the right combination of clearings, there's a clearing. If you have that, all of a sudden it will clear everything else up, or there's some other clearing you need. Or it could just be another timeline that needs to be crashed that the person is not aware of at that time. But what I have learned, the clearings always work. And so keeping the billboard up, I think, is important. And Ron or Annika, do you have anything to add to those comments?
Okay,
hello,
so let's do a timeline crash then. Would you like to have a special timeline crash, Marianne, for something?
Oh, yes, I would. Actually, today's been very hectic. My boyfriend's having a wonderful carving show. He's a carver and a very good one. And we're having our first show, and we've been trying to get ready. So just, I think a timeline crash for all the hecticness that comes before a major presentation like that. The anxiety and the rushing and the tiredness, something like that.
Sure. Let's go into a timeline crash since people may be going to an event this weekend for something, maybe even to a flea market or something, you know. Let's do a timeline crash for the religious people that are there that maybe putting out energies that you're going to be walking into. Remember, some people do a lot of prayers all the time. They're going to a shopping center. They do prayers that it'll be safe for them. So all of a sudden, you're being connected to the aliens by their prayer energy as the aliens are looking down upon you, we'll say, from their UFOs with their binoculars, seeing who comes into the parking lot. So let's do one for religions on events, places that you're going to right now this weekend. So here we go. Timeline crash. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, that's heavy. Three, a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses out there or something. They were, you know, something. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So there we are, everybody. You might want to comment on the fast chat if you felt the energies. Maybe you're planning to go to you know, a special event this weekend. So this is kind of neat to do this here. So I guess back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Tom says that was super heavy, and I actually felt very heavy here, too. And I don't even have an event or anything planned, but some people have mentioned, and maybe if you notice anything, you can mention it on the fast chat there. There were some other people asking for, Tina was asking, can we crash timelines for law of attraction and karma?
Well, the law of attraction is what's always being used by the darkness. Remember, they put that in place. So whatever you're doing in your life, that's your natal chart. So that is the law of attraction, bringing things to you. And so naturally, that's how things work here in the land of the light of the darkness. So,
So it's more than just a timeline, basically.
Yeah, that's life here. So that's what we're strapped with here, is the light of the darkness, light, bringing this energy to us with the law of attraction built into it. It's automatic. It's like being on a roller coaster ride, and you don't know where you're going. And hopefully it's not too up and down and back and forth and bumpy for you. But that is the law of attraction. When you get out of time, then you're out of the law of attraction, okay? You need to get off the timeline. So the timeline is the law of attraction, along with everything else that the aliens do to you on the abduction process. So the timelines are much more more stuff going on, because you just hear physically, but where else are you at the same time? And are you abducted? Remember, they can take 1 second out of our time and make that into years. And so you don't really realize when you're not here. So it's like a blink of an eye, and you may not be here, but they can stretch it out for years. And you wonder why your life's, you know, in a sense, the old saying, going to hell in a handbasket, you know? Maybe with the handbasket? I don't know. I would anyway, so, you know, that's the whole process. Interesting phrase, isn't it? So anyway.
Yes, it is.
You know, that's what happens, and you wonder what's going on in your life, and you may have all these parallel lifetimes that's contradicting what you want to have happen. You know, it's the opposite of what you want, and you have no control over those because you're out there, you know, trying to survive life, and that's the process. So, boy, that's it's a good one. So everything we have here is law of attraction. You know, it's very interesting for me when they brought out the secret, making millions of dollars probably on that, the people who did that, the Religious Science Church, you know, I believe is probably all behind that with other people, because it was put on by, Mr. Beckwith, and that's in Los Angeles, the church. That's the main church for that, but he's involved in a lot of the New Age movements and everything else. But, aside from that, I'm not saying that he's a bad person. But that was the energy, and normally they promote that with other people. And so the law of attraction is what we live with here. And people bought that the DVD and everything else, the books on it, thinking that's the whole thing, you know, that they finally figured out how the universe works, the law of attraction, you know. Well, that's your natal chart. That's the very basic foundation to the darkness here, is to keep you held captive to energies that you know nothing about. And, you know, most New Age people think it's great when they find their parking place because they did an affirmation and they use their psychic energy to control somebody else. And that's that movie that I talked about by Stephen King, the Langoliers. So the Langoliers is a very interesting movie if you want to watch that. It's kind of old. I'm guessing maybe in the 80s, possibly. But that's the whole process, you know, that we're dealing with, is how somebody's psychic energy can control a group of people. And then that's what this is about. And he actually took them, since you know about timelines now, everybody, you can look at it with different eyes and say, wow, this guy's thought reality was so intense that he actually took everybody, you know, got them onto timelines.
This service is provided in high definition. Right conference call HD.com. Thank you for access code
I may be off. Oh, if I'm still there.
I can still hear you, Ron. Sorry, but I don't know what that was, whatever came across there. But I can hear you.
Okay, great. But we're probably on a telephone line together. We'll just see if I'm still on. So let's do a timeline crash for... we did this earlier on the conference call today. We did one for the time that you're coming down the birth canal before you popped out here, okay? And it was pretty intense, and it was taking you from the parallel lifetimes. And the gist of it was, like, you know, maybe you have a birth defect, and that could be, for some reason, maybe your spirit wasn't fully with you reading the body genetics to do a blueprint of you. Okay, so maybe you got abducted, and, spaced out, we'll say. That's one way of saying it. It wasn't there. And somehow you weren't made properly. And it could be anything. It could be, you know, just maybe not being very intelligent. It could be, you know, a little mark on your arm or something, some kind of imperfection. You know, it could be just anything. So we did this on the conference call, at 5:30, we'll just say half an hour ago, or an hour ago, basically. And it was pretty intense. I'm going to do it for everybody right now, the sampling. This is as you're coming down the birth canal, and they steal part of you and bring you back in again. Or you might be gone for good. So this is a space-time crash. So everybody just sit down, take a deep breath. It's going to be probably pretty heavy. Here we go. One, two, we're going to bring you back from the beyond. You may not ever have been here before after you got abducted. One, little parts of you. Two, different fragments. Three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We did this also, I believe, about a week ago on one of the VBS archives. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it's space-time crash again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I think Marcy might have a question here. Do you have the fast chat up, Annika? And we should have Marianne come on in about a minute, too, okay?
Yeah. My fast chat just went off here, but did you say Marcy had a question?
Yeah, I think Marcy
had a question. Yes, Marcy does have a question. But I think she...
I just see questions about some phone number to call in and listen to BBS on radio from her. But maybe you saw something. Did you see that, Marianne? Anyway, I can't really see anything.
To call in is what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I got a thank you from Pete. The name of the movie was Langoliers. L-A-N-G, I don't know, Langoliers, maybe?
Oh.
It's Stephen King. So I'm sure if you typed in Stephen King, then, you know, on Google, and then maybe Langoliers, something like that, you know, if it was spelled improperly, it would probably come up. And we saw it on Netflix. So
okay,
if you have Netflix, it's on there.
All right, I see what Marcy was wanting here. Like, as I think Anna mentioned, she's wanting the number of friends to call in and listen to the BBS radio. And I do have that number, but it's on the phone right now. If she stays on at the end of the fast chat, I'll put that number up for her. She'll have it for next time, or maybe someone else can give it to her. Same phone that I have that on. I can't get to it right now.
So, Marianne, maybe move on with something. I'm sure you have things
sure will.
That you want to talk about, too.
Shane has a question. I'm seeing several. Shane has a question.
Okay, well, back to you, Annika.
Perhaps a timeliner crash for that.
So, Marianne, I just heard the very last thing you said about some timeline. I don't know if you heard more, Ron. I couldn't hear that at all.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, I don't hear any of you now. You're going to... Ron, I lost both you and Marianne, it seems.
Hey, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, I can hear you now. So...
All right, let's see. I want to...
Okay, let's do a timeline crash for interference here, okay? Here we go, everybody.
Yes, definitely getting some.
So if you have anything interfering with you, whether it be moving ahead, maybe it could even be a courting energy. It could be having clear thought. It could even be like a be here now clearing. So we'll just do a general one here, and you need to think of something in order to have it cleared. So think of an issue that you wish to deal with. That you want to be out of, we'll say, because you're already dealing with it. One that you'd like to have some relief from. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do a darkness to light clearing here. And here goes the alien. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's do a, let's go to the food court, everybody. We'll switch it over a little bit to change the energy. We'll all go to the light ship. This will only work right now for the people listening live. And if you have any animals or pets, bring them up. They'll have a little bowl of something. And you can even request to have your trees and plants watered from the light ship, too. So here we go. We're going up. I'll count to five to go up. And we will go to the food court and have some vital energy put into us. Here we go. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, I'm counting at 10, 8, 9, and 10. Make sure everybody got up there. Okay, now we're going to the food court, and we're going to have some gold energy. It's going to be a little container of gold, and remember, it's very small. But underneath our tongue, it'll take maybe about a half a minute to dissolve, and you might feel your saliva changing right now. Mine's getting kind of thick. Everybody's a little different, though. Remember, you can't fool your body. You know, you can think all you want, but you can't change your saliva normally, you know. So as you start feeling the energy inside of your mouth, I would imagine that if you thought about something, you might be able to, you know, like Pavlov's dogs, you know. But aside from that, in fact, I'm feeling kind of like my saliva is going away. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And how are you doing, Annika?
Yeah, I'm doing good here now.
Okay, Marianne back with us here?
Yes, everything seems much better now. And before I went off, what I was trying to request the timeline crash for was something that Shane mentioned. He was talking, it's off the screen now, but he was talking something about a white light strobe effect. And I'm gathering or thinking that maybe he was wishing for a timeline crash for that kind of an effect. Like maybe you're at a dance or something and the white strobe light is going on and off.
Boy, I don't know what to do on that one.
You talked about strobe lights and creating some sort of a confused, a little bit like this, some sort of a confusing reality with the strobe lights. And I don't know if he wished a timeline crash for that. He's also on here again. He's talking about maybe a timeline crash for the birth canal. Remember, like we did on the 8-hour call that you did for us?
Okay.
Either one or both of those, Shane is requesting.
Yes, we've probably seen it during a timeline crash. Okay, so here we go. Let's bring in more of that gold energy. And I think it was more of an insight that he saw. So here we go. Let's bring in some gold energy in our mouth again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one for slowing time down here. So let's see if we can slow it down and get everybody into the moment here. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Going to bring you into this reality right here. Stronger, 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 stronger. This is the Be Here Now clearing. Stronger, body and spirit. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Now we'll come back from the light ship here. And we're going to just kind of relax a little bit here. You might feel your body changing energies or bringing some peace energy for everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, more peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I just got some good news here. So everybody who was on the conference call this month, the 8-hour calls, we have an extension now for the space-time crash and the yummy water. So these calls, this call-in, not the call-in, but the website now, these will be active until August 10th. So you can do these clearings that you had that we gave the codes to. So it's the yummy water. You can go on there still and do that now. And also the timeline, you know, the space crash there. So back to you. This is the past one. I think it was just a timeline crash for past lives. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. So that was really great. Thank you for doing that. I really enjoyed that. And I see a question here from Marcy. She's asking if she started to throw out clothes that she has pretty patterns on, and she was wondering, can she clear them? And I know you have that as a part of the timeline crashing that is online about the patterns in clothes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There is a pattern one, object clearing and stuff. So here we go, everybody. Yeah. So if you have a pattern in your clothing, remember, things that repeat a lot, that's how they can get you to that. That's why we did the numbers earlier. And remember, if you keep seeing consistent numbers, like on your digital clock or something, that's because they're tracking you. They're making you look at these. You know, they're automatically, robotically turning your head to your clock, wherever the clock is. It could be anywhere. You could be somewhere with a digital clock, and you automatically turn your head that way to see what time it is. You know, and this is beyond your conscious thinking. So if you just see the proper numbers that they want you to look at, then they know that they have you under their control. The program that they're using on you is working, another way of putting it. So let's do a clearing. Any idea, Annika, what might be good to do? Well, we could do one just for consecutive numbers right now. I'll do that here. So if anybody has any numbers that you see that would actually interfere with you, we'll clear that. So remember, you might be seeing numbers all the time. You see 1, 2, 2, and 3 all the time. You know, it's up to you to decide if we'll do a clearing. Here we go. Timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Okay.
So I guess we'll Marianne back on. So would you like any special clearings, Marianne, that we haven't done? How did that one affect you that we did for the weekend?
Oh, that was amazing. It was amazing. I noticed that especially when you mentioned several people have said to me, you know, and I would sort of shiver when they said it with discomfort. They would say, D-O-G, bless you, or they would say, we're going to send angels to watch over you at the show. I'm going, and so thank you so much for coming on and clearing that off. But I'm not going to go too much into some of the things they said. They didn't, you know, they all meant well. But I noticed that cleared a lot of it off. Thank you so much for adding that along with just, you know, the anxiety and nervousness for that kind of event. And it also, you also cleared off energy because there were certain other carvers, this is a big area for that, who did not get invited to the show because my boyfriend did. So there were jealousy aspects and many other things. Thank you so much for clearing all of that.
Okay.
And I appreciate that a lot. And I was going to ask, too, about what we were doing with the negative numbers. Is it possible that we could give everybody, even if they don't have this clearing, a sample of the natal barcode and what how that helps us?
Yeah, the natal barcode is to get rid of the names that you go by. You have letters in your name. In fact, what I'll do is everybody probably has a vowel in their first name. So I'll just clear away the vowel. That'd be the easiest here.
Okay.
And so here we go. Just think of that, your name and that particular letter, and I can hold the energy to the end of the show here. And you're going to notice that your name won't really resonate with you. Here we go. One, just think of that particular vowel that you want to have cleared. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See how that helps everybody? Check your name out. See your name out loud. I feel a kind of power about it.
Sorry about the interference. I was going to ask, can you also use the NATO barcode clearing menu? You can clear some numbers that way also, can't you? Like your birthday and your birth date and the year of your birth and that sort of thing?
Yes, and phone numbers and license plate numbers and, you know, whatever, you know, your favorite number you probably want to clear. Remember, if you have a favorite number, why is it favored to you? You know, why isn't something else... So that number is probably a tracking number.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably part of the barcode on you. So, yeah, you do want to clear that, because it really is not going to, you know, what could it, let's say your favorite number is 7, but people think 7 is a lucky number, you know. Well, what is 7 doing to you? How is it being hooked up into a program to control you, okay? And, you know, the 7, you know, bring you $100 bills in the mail once a month because you think of a 7 or something, you know, what is that number actually doing to you? And have you seen any success with that number? You know, do you go to the lottery every time and do all 7s, hoping to win? You know, what is it actually doing, you know, for your best and highest good, if you want to use that term, that New Age term? How is it actually helping you? Remember, there's no such thing as best and highest good. You know, because that's just another New Age thing to get you out thinking that something outside of yourself is going to be like a little fairy twinkle wand and help you. This is your best and highest good. So, just, you know, like in the best of the worst parents. So that could be the best and highest good for you. But really, you know, there's no free choice. So what could be best and highest good? Or divine right order, divine right timing. That's all darkness energies. So...
I just want to make one other quick comment. If you're thinking about somebody's best and highest good, that also implies a future event, and future events are a dark side thing anyway.
That's correct, yeah. You're going into the future, yeah.
If you're saying, this is going to be for your best and highest good, that's such a prediction, isn't it?
Very good, Marianne. That was great. So, yeah, you want to always be in the now.
Right, and I'm seeing some things on the fast chat. If it's all right, I'll read off a few of those.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, Alice is asking, Ron, if you have a clearing for neck strain.
Hey, yeah, it's, we could create something right now. I'd like to start with entities. We'll just do an entity clearing. Because remember, if you have a problem that... gives you pain, so typically you're having some kind of pain or lack of movement. And normally lack of movement would probably be pain, so I'm just assuming that, okay? So entities come in with that pain energy, or maybe you have some entities that are in your neck that have broken necks, and they can only go to a certain, you know, rotation. And then they gave you that problem too. Remember, you may have had it only 1 or 2%, and then you got 1,000 entities attached to you, and all of a sudden you go, man, my neck really feels bad, and it doesn't work well. Well, that's because the entities are probably there because they found a home. You know, when your psychic billboard said, I have a neck problem, and all the entities came by, because they read it too. People read it plus the entities. So all of a sudden you get a load of these things on you, and you wonder why you're feeling so poor. Here we go. So everybody kind of move their neck back and forth, up and down, maybe do circles or whatever with it. And we'll just even give you a little more flexibility. So I'm going to have to command the energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, Oh, man, two. She must be getting heavier. Three. Must be a big, fat entity. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, that one's big. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's see if that's helped anybody there. So back to you guys.
Okay, so I'm back here. I'm just watching what I can see here, and Marcy was mentioning the clothes and how to get them cleared, and I just mentioned there for Marcy, but just in case that didn't show up yet. The object clearing, which is online, which is only $1, and I just love doing that one myself. How about you, Marianne? Do you use that one?
Yes, I do. I certainly do. I use object clearing for some interesting things, for other drinks, for instance, besides water, because we have the water charging side, of course, on CLS. To get our water charged, besides what the Wednesday night call, for anybody who's not on the Wednesday night call where Ron does the weekly water charging, there is also a water charging page you can go to and get water charged for anything that you would like to have it charged for. And along with that, on the object charging, then I'd go in and I throw other liquids. So, like, say I want to have a glass of iced tea in the morning. Sometimes I'll take the iced tea with the ice and everything in it, and I will charge it under the object charging site.
That's so great.
And you can charge food there and many kinds of objects, anything you want.
Yeah, and food. You can charge your food. I often charge my car, my clothing that I wear, or, you know, anything like your bed or anything in your bed or jewelry and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's something I've used a lot. And, you can just do, like you said, like you use for your iced tea or your drinking glass that you use, you can do the object charging for that glass that you have the drink in as well.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. You can charge your computer, and it's certainly, whenever I do that, I kind of have to go back sometimes and redo it, but it certainly helps my computer when I do. So, you know, it's a good thing. So
yes, charging the computer is an excellent thing.
Yes, and it makes the food really compatible to the body. That's what I find when you do your food. You know, and it's so easy. It's only $1, actually, on the website, which is creationlightship.com. So that's up 24/7. And clothes with patterns. Marcy's back with that. Yes, I think there are certain patterns that maybe you don't want to do, Ron, like some that look like octopus energies and that sort of thing. What would you say?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the paisley print, is used a lot in different things. And that's like octopus tentacles. So if you look at a paisley print, that's kind of what they are.
It's really popular right now, actually, and they have made them very pretty too. So it's very attractive, you know. So, but I wouldn't buy it, of course. But it's interesting that they've done that.
Yeah, so having the words, is one way you can be, you know, attached to something, or having it physically, that's one way too also. And then, you know, by having a pattern or a picture of something. So just think what you're drawing to you if you're wearing a T-shirt with an octopus on it. Remember, like attracts light. So, that could be very, very disturbing. And I think it would probably be, just having those things on you, is not good. I don't think anybody would possibly have I see a lot of skulls now, too, that's real popular. It has been, T-shirt with skulls. And I don't think people would have a tattoo of an octopus. Well, I did see a guy have a skull on his arm, and that's, in fact, let's do a crystal skull clearing. You may have been, around a metaphysical bookstore, possibly, Maybe you went in front of a store and you saw a crystal skull there. They're on the net, you know. So if you happen to have seen one, just bring that time forward right now. Remember, everything that we deal with on the clearings is almost always from the past, okay? We do sometimes some future clearings from the future, but most is going to be from the past. So think of a situation now, everybody, and think of a time that you saw a crystal skull, because the energy is still with you. I want to clear that off of you. And here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, I feel a little queasy, but we'll see how everybody else is doing there. I think we got on a little bit late, so we probably have, you know, pretty good, maybe 5-6 minutes left here. So, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, you know, I could feel that. Yeah, the real heavy, heavy clearing there with that stuff is very heavy. It's actually feeling like I got a little bit of a headache, but just instantaneous heaviness there. How are you feeling, Marianne?
About the same, Monica. I've had a little bit of a headache, and very heavy.
Yeah.
Very heavy, but helpful. They're always helpful. I just wanted to tell everybody, it may feel a little bit heavy to start with. Sometimes clearings make you feel a little bit queasy temporarily, but that's because Ron and the light shift's clearing all these things off of you.
And okay, how we doing?
Okay.
So yeah, much better, thank you.
Do you see anything there? Bonnie says, vibrating with sharp pain energy. Wow.
Okay, let's do another screen for that here. So here we go. One. This is the crystal skull energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how that's doing for everybody. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it feels a lot. That really lifted everything in my head. I could really feel it, but I also felt the throat sensations, and I noticed Mike was feeling that too. So that's very interesting. How are you doing, Marianne?
I'm doing better, Annika. Thank you. Yes, I'm feeling it a little bit in my throat also. I wasn't too aware of it until I saw Mike mention it and heard you say it, and I said, well, you know, how am I feeling? And I just sort of took a minute to assess that, and I'm feeling it in my throat as well. So that was a very good clearing, excellent clearing.
And
I think Marcy was asking.
She just needed that skull clearing, Ron. She saw one today,
yeah.
And Corey said something left the back of my head. So that's good feedback.
Yeah, so people who are new to the program here, we do clearings, and, you know, naturally if you feel something, I mean, that something's going on there, you know. So normally if you feel something, you may need to have that clearing, or at least you can become aware of it. And, boy, this one here is kind of intense. So, you know, naturally if somebody invites you to go to a crystal skull event, you may not wish to go to it now, you know, if, you know, by the comments from other people. Remember, once you get hooked up with any kind of energy, it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't leave you. You know, we just live life and we go on and on thinking that what we had in the past is over with. Well, this is in our DNA. This is why we die, because we're recycling this stuff. And mm-hmm. you're recycling your ancestors' stuff, so you want to get rid of your stuff. That's your baggage. And that's the whole thing that we're doing here, is to help people eliminate the different baggages that you know, take on your backpack, you know, the garbage. So how big is your dumpster? You know, back to you, Anika and Marianne.
Okay, let's see. We can fast check here and see what we can see.
You know, I see... people are. Bonnie was saying, so do crystal skulls torture us, or how do they affect us?
Well, I heard about crystal skulls, probably 25 years ago, and that there were so many here, and that the aliens brought them forward, and some people had just miraculous healings on them, and some people communicate with them, channel information from them, et cetera. And that they're here to be dug up, and they get found at a certain time in our history. And now they're kind of all being awakened, in a sense, for people to find. So that's kind of what my understanding is, okay? Well, I think it's just an alien race that chose to come around at this time. You know, whether they were from Atlantis or not, or who knows when, you know, I don't know. But they're here. And then people are making copies of them. So they're the big ones that people make. Those could be maybe half of your head size, possibly, to the size of your head, maybe, let's say, for $5,000. And they do make ones of copies, okay. And then they make ones that are maybe the size, like about a 2 to 3 inch diameter one. Those are less money, but they still are crystal skulls. Now, the real ones... they claim, you know, are here to do whatever they do from the aliens. So they do say that they were planted here by the aliens. Well, you know, we know about aliens. So you have to draw your own conclusion on it. All I know is that whenever I go in front of a store or a booth that sells them, I don't feel right after I walk away. I just feel like I kind of got zapped a little bit. You know, it's hard to put your finger on it, but they do affect people a certain way. Now, some people love having them, but for myself, I would run, not walk.
Yeah.
You can tell by the people's comments here of what's going on. So, and if you look at one, like, you know, in a book or something, or a picture of one, or, you know, I'm sure you could probably, you know, remember Curiosity Killed the Cat. And they had 9 lives, and I don't know how many we have, we'll say, but I'm sure you could probably Google it, or, you know, go on to, you know, Google images and see them all over the place there if you wanted to. I wouldn't recommend doing it at all. I'm not trying to suggest that you do this, but, you know, once you tap into that energy and you look at it, it's going to affect you some way. Remember, because you're putting out your psychic feelers to see, oh, what's this thing going to do to me? Because you're doing more than just looking at it with your eyes. It's going to be transmitting energy to you, and when it does that, you're hooked up. Now, how do you unhook yourself? You know, this is not an innocent place to live here. Once you get hooked up, you know, you're like that fish on the line, and they can give you a lot of line, but you still have the hook inside of your mouth, you know. So you want to be very, very careful. So I would not even get near those things.
Mm-hmm. Hector says it really well here. He says, what in the world is going on down here? And that's sure is right. When you hear about this, it can sound quite, I don't know, crazy, you know. And it's a lot of stuff we have to deal with. But there is a way out. There is a way to clear it. And that's with the Creation Lightship. We can get it off of us again. So there are ways to do that.
Yes, I agree.
I know we're coming up
towards
the end now, Ron. Is there anything else we can do before we leave this show today?
Yeah, we have the Q&A coming up in a few minutes here.
Yeah.
So the phone number Phone number is 646-519-5800. PIN number 9009. So you can check it out on the fast chat. It'll be up there, I'm sure. We'll watch the fast chat, too, and kind of monitor that in case, you know, you need to, you know, get on that in place of talking. But 646-519-5800. And I'll be signing off now. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Marianne, Annika, everyone else for coming on. So blessings to all of you. And we'll see you later. Hey, come on to Q&A. 646-519-5800. PIN 9009. See you later. I'll be on there in a few minutes. Blessings.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Annika. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Marianne.